I am Pastor Danny Duplessis, and we are World Faith Vision Church. And we're in Apple Valley, California, and we're happy to be here today to bring you a word from God. Our message today will be coming from the book of Luke, chapter 13, and we're going to be reviewing verses 6 through 9. It's nothing short of God's will being done that the moderator today started off with Matthew 13 in his scripture reading, because it was talking about bearing fruit. And this is what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about bearing fruit. In Luke 13, verses 6 through 9, it reads as follows from the New King James Version. It reads, "He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, 'Look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I found none. Cut it down. Why does it use up ground?' But the dresser answered and said to him, 'Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if after this time it bears no fruit, well, after that you can cut it down.'" And so I would call this message living on borrowed time. You see, that tree was living on borrowed time. Living on borrowed time, someone who's living on borrowed time or who is on borrowed time has continued to live or to do something for longer than was expected and is likely to die or be stopped from doing it soon. Many of us are living on borrowed time. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know that there have been instances where that life of mine has been knocking on death's door and God has said, "Death, behave," and has spared me, I believe, for just such a time as this. The significance of this parable, what does God intend for us to understand from this? I believe it's as follows. The vineyard is the kingdom of God, the realm of truth and righteousness, which has been from the beginning, established on the earth. Now, people, we are the fig tree, which God planted in his garden. A fig tree is a vineyard. It's planted not by anybody's right, but at the option and discretion of the owner, which is God. There also only as long as it serves the purpose of he who planted it. The purpose was to produce good fruit. And as we know in the parable that was read, the tree produced no fruit. Well, I stand here today as the harbinger of God to give you a warning and instruction, which is my appointment. The Bible says in Romans 10:14, "How then shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how should they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Amen. Amen. Praise God. Who shall Acts 11:14, "Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved?" These are the words of God that are coming to you today that you might take a minute to examine yourself. Do like Michael Jackson said, start with the man in the mirror. And after you hear the word that is coming forth today, maybe you might have some different thoughts on how you should conduct yourself and how you should live your life. The Bible says in Matthew 7:16 through 20, it says, "You shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns? Are figs of thistles?" Let's understand this parable. Grapes and figs were common fruit in the diets of Jesus' listeners. People learned early on to recognize the little berries on the thorn bushes. They were not grapes, and that was not a grapevine. The flowers on the thistles were different from the petals on a fig tree. So you had to discern which was good for consumption and which was not. So we understand that if a good tree bringeth forth good fruit, a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. I want you to do something. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're standing around or sitting around, look around your feet. What kind of fruit do you see? What do you see falling off of your tree? Do you see adultery? Do you see fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness? Do you see gossip and rumor mongering, envy or covetousness? Do you see mistrust, deceitfulness, dishonesty, hatred, anger, drunkenness, idolatry? I pray God not. Only a corrupt tree can bring off that type of fruit, but only a good tree can bring forth good fruit. Do you see love? How do we know? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. When we have to consider sufficient time, people, of God is given to Israel to show whether it would prove fruitful or fruitless. 3 years standing by this tree, 3 years of probation, 3 years of the owner coming back to find out if his tree is bearing good fruit. Israel is found to be barren. The house of God is found to be barren, to be without true loyalty, real piety, solid worth, thus fruitless. It's only in the way. It's failing to render the services which another of God, people of God, another church who would render. It is thwarting the holy and benefit purpose of its creator. Not only is it useless, it's positively noxious and hurtful to the world. It's a tree that must be cut down, for it is worthy of the ground. But Jesus, somebody ought to say, but Jesus. See, Jesus was the vine dresser. Jesus was the one taking care, somebody ought to be praising, of the tree for the vine owner. See, Jesus intercedes for us, and he obtains mercy for us and reprieve for us. He'll expend upon us. It is faithful to toil of the gracious ministry. Jesus said, let me work with them. Let me work with them a while. See, we're living on borrowed time, because Jesus interceded for us. Jesus said, let me water it. Let me put fertilizer on it. Let me give it a way to come and be fruitful for you, Father. Let me show you that this thing that we put together, this world, this man, this creation, this humanity, is worth saving. We can get it to bear fruit if you just give me an opportunity. See, he recognizes the fact that persistent barrenness must meet its appropriate fate, banishment from the kingdom of God. The wages of sin is death. God will not go against itself. Its application to ourselves, people, is founding a big, broad, and blessed kingdom here, a kingdom where dwelleth righteousness and peace and spiritual universal benignment, a benign empire, an empire that God can say is his, that his fruit will be made manifest on each and every tree of us. It's being built for us as the children and heirs of his most precious villages, seeing and hearing as we do what kings and prophets could not see nor heard, enlightened to some more valuable knowledge to which even the disciples themselves were not necessarily in the dark. You see, Jesus has come and shed a light on the world. He has come and he has said, I am a lamp unto thy feet, a light unto thy pathway. Jesus, from us, we are here and we are advantaged. Divine husband, God Almighty, demands good fruit. He may well expect that we should yield much fruit. But we know that some will yield 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 20-fold. Much reverence, purity, love, joy, service, usefulness. He is correspondingly disappointed when we grieve him, when he finds little or no fruit on us at all. The unfruitful are not only guilty, but they are intolerably wasteful. They receive without returning, whilst others in their place would receive and return. As those who are wrought upon by Christian truth and influence, they remain unblessed, where others in their place would hearken and heed, would obey and live. As those who are protesting to work on for others, they are holding some posts uselessly. Where others would be scattering benefit and blessings on every hand, they cause a deplorable and unendurable waste in the kingdom of God. Christ offers us a merciful reprieve. Under his patient rule, we are allowed another year, another period of repentance, for reformation, for renewal of the heart and the life. It's a sacred and solemn time, an opportunity which we must not by any means neglect. For if we do, the word of the divine condemnation will be spoken, and we shall lose our place in the kingdom of our Lord. And he says, and in verse number 8, it says, and he said, answering to him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it, and I shall fertilize it. Let it alone this year also. God bought us a time. Jesus came and shed his precious blood, because what 10 commandments couldn't do, he came and shed his blood and gave us two. He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy strength. And the second is like unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. The Bible says on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. We are bounding, duty bound to love one another. We are duty bound to have empathy for one another. We are duty bound to embrace one another. We are duty bound to look out for one another. Our selfishness has caused us a condemnation that we cannot repent from. We have to be in a situation where we're able to love somebody enough to say, but by the grace of God, there go I. We can't have time for hatred. We can't have time for bias. We can't have time for the things that don't produce good fruit. Our fruit must be made manifest to the world. The Bible says, let your light so shine among men that God's kingdom is glorified in us. Father, thank you for this promise. Thank you that you have given us a promise to never leave nor forsake us, and in every situation to give us a way out. Lord, you are the mighty God. You are the truth. You are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Without God, we have no truth. Without God, we have no life. Without God, we have no eternity. Our eternity will be spent in a fiery hell where there is nothing but moaning and gnashing of teeth. God said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going nor how to get there. Jesus said, Thomas, haven't I been with you long enough for you to understand that I am the way, the truth, and the light, and none get to the Father but by me. Jesus Christ came and shed his blood. Jesus the Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, but on the third day got up with all power and authority in his hands. Hallelujah, somebody, so that we, the people of God, have a way back to God, so that we don't have to suffer the condemnation of the sinner. We don't have to suffer the fate of the satanic. We don't have to suffer the fate of them that don't believe. God has given us such much mercy that he said that all the things you do, I have forgiven you for, because you belong to the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Do you see the mark of Jesus on your forehead? Do you understand the ways of Christ? Have you asked him to redeem you? Have you been repentant? Have you been restored? Have you been redeemed? Ask yourself. You can tell yourself if you're right or wrong by just looking around your feet and finding out what, hallelujah, type of fruit you bear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before these people and to once again speak your word to Heavenly Father, to open the eyes of some and to remind others, Father God, that you are the way, the truth, and the light. Father God, let us all be happy and repentant and filled with joy today. For Father God, you said that your blood covers a multitude of sins. Father, you said no matter what goes on, your grace is sufficient. Father, you said I got people sick in the hospital, but your grace is sufficient. I need some money today, but your grace is sufficient. I'm not feeling that good myself today. Oh, your grace is sufficient. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy. Father, we pray right now that you will look upon each and every person that is privy to this broadcast and touch them right now, Father God, in their needy spot. Father, them that have not confessed to any man what they are in need of, when you touch them in that spot, that they will know that they have been touched by the hand of God. Father, keep them close to thy holy countenance, Father God. Give them comfort, Father God. I pray a peace that passes all understanding on each and every household. Father God, strengthen every relationship. Strengthen the family unit. Bring back, Father God, all the things that the enemy has stolen and restore the joy that no man can take away. Father, we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you today. We at World Faith Vision Church. 13600 Pawnee Road, Apple Valley, California, 92308. We pray that these words have edified you and glorified God, and that a spark has been lit in your heart today to once again turn from your wicked ways and pray. And remember, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful, wonderful name. I want to thank you, Pastor, for bringing us the word from the Lord today.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to hear his message over again, you can go to www.gospelforjesus.com. The message will be posted there for your listening pleasure anytime, anywhere in the world. If you'd like to visit World Faith Vision Church, Pastor, tell them where the church is located.
We are located at 13600 Pawnee Road, Apple Valley, California, 92308. Our service times are 10 o'clock for our Sunday morning Sunday school, 11 o'clock for our Sunday morning service. If you can't make those, we are live Wednesdays at 6:30 in the sanctuary for our weekly Bible study. World Faith Vision Church, where our motto is, if it ain't written, it ain't so.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, once again for sharing the word of God with us here on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Anytime, sir.